the 16th Friday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now listen to the parable of the sower. When a person hears the message of the kingdom, but without taking it to himself, the devil comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed that fell along the footpath. The seed that fell on rocky ground stands for the one who hears the word and accepts it at once with joy. But this fickle and has no roots. No sooner is he harassed or persecuted because of the word than he gives up. The seed that fell among the thistles is the one who hears the word, but then the worries of this life and the love of money choke the word, and it does not bear fruit. As for the seed that fell on good soil, it is the one who hears the word and understands it. This bears fruit and produces 100, 60, or 30 times more." The commentary today is from Father Joseph de Calasanz La Plana, from Montserrat in Catalonia. Today we contemplate God as a good and magnanimous farmer who has so richly sown his field. He has not spared anything for the redemption of man. He has vested everything in his own Son, Jesus Christ, who, as a seed sown in the good soil, death and burial, with his holy resurrection, has become our own life and resurrection. God is a farmer who knows how to wait. Time belongs to the Father, for he is the only one who knows the day or the hour of the harvest and the threshing. And God waits. And we must also wait while synchronizing the watch of our hopes with God's design of salvation. St. James says, "See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it, until it receives the early and the late rains." God waits on the crop that grows, thanks to his grace. And we must also stay on our toes. We must collaborate with God's grace by giving him our cooperation and putting up no obstacles to his transforming action. God's crop, which here on earth grows and bears fruit, is a feat visible through its effects. We can see it in miracles and clamorous examples of saintliness all around us. There are plenty of people who after having heard all the words in the din of this world are hungry and thirsty for the authentic word of God, wherever it is, alive and incarnated. There are thousands who leave their belongings to Jesus Christ and to the church with the same enthusiasm as in the first times of the gospel, because the divine word finds the soil where to germinate and bear fruit, as said St. Augustine. We must therefore raise our morale and look at the future with the eyes of the faith. The success of the crop does not depend upon our human strategies or upon our marketing techniques, but upon God's initiative of salvation, rich in mercy, and upon the efficiency of the Holy Spirit that can transform our lives so that we can bear the delicious fruits of charity and of contagious joy.